I take a call regarding the announcement of my syndicated radio show on Clear Channel, which is to begin in the fall. I've always enjoyed radio programs and have been almost a regular on Howard Stern's and Don Imus's shows over the years. This will be something new and another challenge. I'm looking forward to it. To find time in my schedule, Clear Channel has agreed to record my programs in my office on a weekly basis. I read so many papers and magazines each week that I will never be at a loss for topics, and I will choose to talk about whatever interests me that week. It will be a form of public speaking without the hassle of travel. The 60 to 90 second daily pieces will soon turn out to be the biggest launch of a new show in the history of radio, which is really cool. 12:30 p.m. I decide to go over to Trump Place on the Hudson River. New York City can be so spectacular in the spring. I can't think of a more beautiful place than this today. Even the river is sparkling. Paul Davis escorts me around, and the work is going terrifically. Waiting for 20 years to see something come to fruition definitely adds an aura to a project. 1:45 p.m. Back in the office, I begin returning calls and ask for lunch from the new Trump Grill, which is fast becoming one of the best and most popular restaurants in New York. Norma comes in to go over some upcoming events and business proposals. One lady has written in to ask that I pay for her breast implants to go along with my credo to think big. Just when you think you've heard them all. 2:15 p.m. I have a meeting with architect Andrew Tesoro and Andy Weiss regarding the new clubhouse I'm building at Trump National Golf Club at Briarcliff Manor. We call Carolyn Kepcher to discuss a few things. 2:45 p.m. Steve Wynn of Las Vegas calls. He'll be in New York next week, and we will catch up. He's been interested in The Apprentice, so I tell him a bit about the new season. Then Regis calls. I will be doing a phone interview on Live with Regis and Kelly tomorrow morning about some big news that I have. Right now, it's a secret. I take a call from Tony Senecal, my fantastic butler and historian at Mar-a-Lago. Melania and I will be going down to Florida next weekend. Billy Bush from Access Hollywood calls, so I talk to him for a while. We all thought there might be a slight media break after the final episode of The Apprentice, but we were wrong. Not that I mind, as I like a lot of the media people we deal with very much. Billy, for example. But their interest in the show still surprises me. I haven't really adjusted to being a TV star yet. For example, one day when I was going to NBC to rehearse Saturday Night Live, I walked into the building with Brian, and there were lines of people behind ropes waiting for the NBC tour. Our page was not there to guide us to the elevators yet, so I was face to face with about 200 people who were surprised to see me just standing there. They stared at me in silence, and then our page arrived to direct us to the correct elevator. The silence continued until I got into the elevator, and as the doors were closing, a lady yelled out, "Hi, Mr. Trump, you're fired!" And everybody else started to scream wildly. I managed to wave back before the doors shut. A funny moment. Since The Apprentice started airing, I'm often greeted with a friendly, "You're fired," by people who see me on the street or in a restaurant. Who would have ever believed that phrase would be a replacement for, "Hi, how you doing?"